This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, has a profile of the late blues guitarist and singer Smiley Lewis. In his heyday, many thought he was as good a performer as Fats Domino, but Lewis never got as far.
One of the phrases I've always associated with New Orleans is too much. There's too much to eat there, too much to see. People almost always wind up drinking too much, and during the years when it flourished as a rock and roll capital, there was always too much talent for all of it to be recognized. Some important New Orleans musicians, like the man who taught most of the city's great piano players, Isidore Tutz Washington, were never even recorded in their prime. Others, like Smiley Lewis, were recorded but just had bad luck. If you ever wanted to get Smiley Lewis mad at you, all you had to do was call him by the name he was born with, Overton Amos Lemons. He hated that name, and early in his career, a fellow musician had noticed the big grin slapped across his face and said, "Hey, look at Smiling Lewis," and the name stuck. Lewis was one of the most popular musicians in the New Orleans clubs, playing guitar and singing blues numbers, sometimes in a trio that featured Tutz Washington, and sometimes alone, strolling from table to table and making up lyrics on the spot. When the record companies descended on New Orleans in the early 50s looking for talent, Smiley Lewis was a natural.
You ain't nothing but a playgirl.
The trouble was, his early records all sounded like someone else. Playgirl, which we just heard, was an obvious knockoff of Hound Dog by Willie Mae Thornton, and not even Fats Domino's piano playing could save it. But Smiley soon hooked up with Fats' arranger, Dave Bartholomew. Smiley was about the closest New Orleans artist playing early blues, Bartholomew later told writer John Broven, but he graduated. He always seemed to have the best material. And so he did. In 1955, he released I Hear You Knockin', but just as it started to take off, Gail Storm, a white vocalist, recorded it and took it to the top of the charts. She didn't have Huey Piano Smith playing piano on her record, but nobody cared about that. Still, like Bartholomew said, Smiley had good material, and his next song had a great catchy melody.
One night of sin.
The trouble was, One Night was about catching a venereal disease, not exactly top 40 fare in 1955. 3 years later, Elvis Presley, who loved the song, rewrote it to say, "One night of love is what I'm now praying for," and got a number one record out of it. But Smiley kept at it, and Imperial, his record label, tried hard to put him over as they had Fats Domino. When Elia Kazan filmed Baby Doll in New Orleans, Smiley contributed a great rocker, Shame, 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 to the soundtrack. This time, it was the movie, not the song, that got banned. By 1960, Imperial Records had decided they weren't getting anywhere with Smiley Lewis, and he signed with OK Records, where he recorded Tore Up. Smiley was getting tore up. He developed stomach cancer and passed away in 1966, alone and unknown, except to fans of New Orleans music. A few years later, Dave Edmunds had a hit with I Hear You Knockin', and people rediscovered Smiley Lewis, another casualty of a city with too much talent.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.